Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
How good are you at managing your money? Well, financial expert Paul Merriman, aka Ask Paul, joins me in studio to judge my finances, hopefully not, and discuss everything you need to know. Last week was all about the basics, and this week we're looking at overdrafts and credit cards, Paul.
Yes.
Do we all live slightly beyond our means? Is it just me?
I'm going to say it's just you. I'm only messing. Look, usually we do a consultation. We don't find people have an awful lot of debt or unmanageable amount of debts compared to what it would have been before the Celtic Tiger crash, to be fair. So I think we're better at it.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of silly mistakes people make when it comes to debt. They don't know how to overpay it. They don't know how to clear it quickly. They might be putting money in savings accounts, even though they might owe out the same bank at a credit card at maybe 20%.
Yeah.
That's madness to me. If you've got cash in the bank getting 0% interest rate, why would you be allowing them literally give you a credit card at 20%? You're basically borrowing your own money.
So yeah.
Like, people think when you put money in the bank, I think that sometimes I feel there's a safe deposit box at the back which stores your money in it. There's not. They just lend it straight out to your neighbour, or sometimes you in that instance. Which to me is so frustrating when you see that.
Of course.
So I don't think it's about drowning in debt necessarily. I think it's just that people aren't well structured. They don't know how to use the system. They don't know how to use the calculators.
And also, I think we get into habits, don't we?
Yeah.
And I think that's okay. Everything's ticking over. It's fine.
Yeah.
And then you come to it with fresh eyes.
Yes.
And go, why are you paying interest over here, but your savings locked in over here?
Exactly. And it's those simple things. Now, in fairness, there's an awful lot about psychology money here as well, that people like to have savings and they like to have a lot of savings sometimes. I often hear about this when people go to credit unions. They might take the loan rather than use their savings because they'll pay the loan back. But they're afraid they won't save.
Yeah. And so, historically, that's a bit of an Irish thing as well.
It's very
the
Irish.
The formula of the credit union, how it works.
Exactly.
You know?
Yes. You have X amount on deposit, you can go in and borrow X amount back. Now, credit unions come a long way compared to where they used to be. You had to just have X amount in the credit union. You can get loans without having that much in deposit anymore. But there still is that rule of thumb where people sometimes use the credit union in that way, even though they have the savings, or just taking their savings out. Because again, you're getting zero on your savings and you'll be getting charged maybe 6 to 8% on the credit union. So it doesn't really make sense. I was just trying to provide structure.
Yeah, of course. Okay, well, let's start with the overdraft, which lots of us will have.
Yes.
And we tend to use the overdraft like it's our own money.
Yeah,
you know,
and
what
it's
I
very
mean?
Hard
and
to get out of it.
We don't think about the interest we're paying on it either.
100%. And I think people have never seen the interest on it. But they also find it very difficult to get out. So if you have a 1,000 euro overdraft and you rely on it every month, unless you put a plan in place to clear it, you'll just live in it forever because it's too hard to find a 1,000 euro. So what you're better off doing if you have an overdraft you can't get control of is just bring it down slightly every month. So reduce it by 100 euro a month this month, another 100 euro next month. So if that 1,000 euro in 10 months time, you should have no overdraft.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been a month where you couldn't do anything with your life.
Yes.
You know, if they clear it in one go is a big chunk of money. So people don't realise they can ring the bank and just scale back their overdraft on a monthly basis. That's the easiest way. But again, overdrafts in Ireland cost between 11 to 15%. So in some cases, you're better off just going into the bank and asking them for a term loan.
Okay.
Maybe 8% and clearing it over a year with a term loan, having your money back in your current account.
Yes. And do you think banks are familiar with people going in there and doing that?
No,
don't want the overdraft and want a loan to pay it off.
No, they're not. And I don't think they're very good at offering it either.
Okay.
When people are in the overdraft facility, they could be just living in it constantly.
Yeah.
And especially if you're clearing it every month because the bank has no risk. They'll only really if you're not paying money into your current account anymore or you've maybe lost your job or you've maybe underdone or something, that means the bank might engage you to say, how are you going to clear this? But banks aren't writing out facilities to say, you're in your overdraft, it's 15%, we'll give you a loan over here at 8%, clear it over a year, never use it again. Like that, the banks aren't that way proactive in trying to make sure you're okay.
Yeah.
It's about trying to get this knowledge yourself.
And what about credit cards, you know, not clearing the balance so you're paying minimum payments?
That's a disaster. Yeah, that's a complete disaster.
Is that worse than the overdraft situation?
Yeah, it kind of is. Because, I mean, there are a couple of figures here. If you've owed 5,000 euros, so credit cards in Ireland range from about 13% up to 22.9%. So massive difference in the interest. You have to shop around here. But if you're paying the minimum amount of the 5,000, or say if it's 100 quid, it's going to take you 13.8 years to pay that loan, but pay that credit card off.
Right.
Just keep doing the minimum payments.
Wow.
So it's there forever. I'm not saying it's only 5,000 euro. But you know, with credit card limits, it's very easy to get a 5,000. And actually, when I was looking for this, I haven't done this in time, actually, I was looking for research for today's show. And some of the credit cards, I can't believe your minimum income is only 16,000 to get a 1,500 euro credit card. I don't think that's enough, because if someone's on 16,000 euro and they have any type of a rent or any type of, no disrespect, life outside of social welfare, 16,000 is not far off. So being able to qualify for a credit card, I would have liked to assume that would have been 25,000 to 30,000 euro. So it's so easy to apply for a credit card, and especially if you're someone that hasn't got much financial experience, you might have got your first job, you know, and if it goes wrong, it stays in your credit rating for such a long period of time. But also, like I said, with the minimum payments, people think that we have to pay sometimes. So for the lack of education around it, I think it's just one of the danger spots where it can cost you a lot of money, a lot of interest, but also can go against you for a long period of time if you miss a payment or you run into difficulty with it.
Yeah, of course.
So trying to create the awareness about that.
And just being aware, as you say, of the interest that you're paying and trying to clear it.
Yeah, and again, I might mention this later on, but the CCPC.ie, which is the Competition Consumer Protection, they have a really good site. You can compare all your credit cards. You can put in your credit card and then put in another credit card that's on the system for like a lower interest rate. And I will tell you, like, that loan I mentioned at 13.8 reduces to 6.3 years if you went to, I think it was the AIB Click credit card. It's the cheapest credit card in the marketplace today. So,
and that, there's no bias towards any brand.
No,
there,
that's the cheapest. That's CCPC. That's completely independent. It's not the Ask Paul page. It's CCPC. It's a phenomenal site. The tools on CCPC. I'd recommend every listener to head to CCPC.ie and be able to put in whether it's a personal loan you're looking for, whether it's a mortgage, whether you're looking to compare interest rates, especially on loans.
Yes.
And especially if you have a credit card. I love that tool because it'll show you how much you can save.
That's really good to know.
And just to be careful, just if you are on, say, a 15% credit card, on push will give you 0% for a period of time, but then it reverses to the highest credit card at 22.9. So those 0% interest offers for 6 or 12 months, if you don't clear your card in the 6 to 12 months, you end up going to the highest card in the marketplace.
Okay, so, so you need to know how long that APR
exactly,
is going to last.
Yeah, how long the interest-free period will last, because otherwise if you don't clear within that period, you're going back to a higher interest rate.
Okay.
Which is completely counterintuitive.
Now, you mentioned loans a moment ago, Paul, and you know, having a rainy day account, you know, unexpected expenses, it happens all the time. But a rainy day account is quite the luxury in a cost of living crisis.
It is, yeah.
So if listeners are thinking about a personal loan for whatever it might be, where do they, how do they go about it, and what's the best way?
Again, I will say CCPC.ie is probably the best website to go to. It compares all the banks, you know, the credit unions are in there as well. So I think going over there and putting in, actually, if you want to do one now, I'll just open it here.
Okay.
If you want to do one live for everybody. So if you give me, so we're on CCPC.ie, just go to personal loans.
Yeah.
So do you want to give me a figure? I have a borrow.
25 grand.
Okay, so it's borrowed 25,000 euro. And how many years you want to pay it over?
5 years.
Okay.
So, or is that too long?
No, 5 years is fine. So if it depends again what you're using it for. So the cheapest loan out there is actually the home energy upgrade loan. So you're going to upgrade your home. Bank of Ireland will do it at 3%, which is ridiculously cheap, to be fair, if you're doing home energy upgrades. Once you get out of home energy upgrades, you're going towards Permanent TSB today. It's as cheap as a 6.2 for you. Then it's on plus, but again, it's for an electric car at 6.3. But you can organise these in relation to on the website with one click on whether it's going to be the monthly repayment, or you're going to look at the APR or the terms and conditions. So that's taking us a couple of seconds to find out that if it's the if you're going to do a home energy upgrade, Bank of Ireland 3% is the best. And if it's a normal personal loan for whatever holiday, PTSB is coming at 6.2. But the cost range there, Anna, from 485 euro all the way up. I think the most expensive one then is tipping 550, 560. So it's a massive difference in cost on a monthly basis.
That's a great way to just get a quick sense of the market, isn't it?
But also, people, you don't have to be a PTSB customer to go for it.
Okay.
So people sometimes just go to their own bank where their current account is. So
I see, AIB, we get comfortable, Paul.
Yeah, you do, And you just know
and also,
that you're
we assume
it.
We have to default to
exactly,
our own bank.
Exactly, and you
and
don't just shop around. Yeah.
Someone's texted in here. Well, lots of texts, but let's get to this one first. Can we ask Paul a question, please? I earn over 100k a year gross, but my credit is in the toilet due to terrible financial decisions over the years. How can I fix this and ever get a mortgage? That's a very honest question.
Yeah, it's a fair play to that person for texting in. So the quickest thing you need to go is to get your credit search off the Central Credit Registrar. So you go over that website and you get your current situation and you try and fix it ASAP. So if you have an issue, it will tell you what the company is. Say it was an old credit card, you have to find that company and then you have to clear the balance ASAP and come back into the green with them. So get it off your credit rate. Now, it lasts for 5 years, but if you're trying to borrow for a mortgage, some banks will look at you after 2 years of solving the problem, not 2 years after the problem was created.
Oh,
so
right.
You must solve the problem. And then most mainstream lenders will make for 5 years before you actually go for a mortgage. Now, it depends on what you're going for. Like a credit union might look more favourable than a mainstream bank as well. But no one's probably going to give you the credit unless you have, solved the problem.
Yes, and then show the fix.
Show the fix and then the time goes on. banks are a little more sympathetic if it's a genuine mistake as well, or if there was a bereavement or something went wrong. So it depends, especially for mortgages, how you're packaging that to the actual lenders. But yeah, it's typically that 2 year and the 5 year rule, but fix the problem. Go over to centralcreditregistrar.ie, find out what the problem is and get it solved as soon as you possibly can.
Someone else, Paul, says, I was thinking of getting a credit card and Revolut offer me one with a €3,000 limit, 0% for the first 6 months. I'm tempted because at the end of every month when all my bills are paid, I can be a little strapped.
Yeah, again, at the end of the 0%, that's going to go well up. So you're at the end of a 6 month period, you're probably going to be paying one of the highest interests on the Irish marketplace. So you're probably better off. Just from today's research that we did there, that AIB Click credit card is the cheapest in the marketplace. If you do need one, that's where I'd be heading. On a credit card as well, it's really important that you try not to let the interest or actually the balance build up. So if someone's struggling on a monthly basis, and not saying encouraging people to borrow personally, but you might want to look at an overall financial review and a financial structure, because if you're struggling on a monthly basis and you add a credit card on top of that, that's just going to compound ridiculously quickly. And if you can't pay it back and you're back into that minimum spends, I think the big thing that comes with credit cards is the stress of them as well. So it's not just trying to pay the money back if you can pay them. Mm-hmm. It's a different league of financial stress and pressure, which
the
people
worry
just don't
is so
need.
Bad. Yeah. So bad for your stress yeah. levels and your health in
yeah.
general.
So it is trying to restructure. If you've got the, maybe you've borrowed too much money already, maybe you've got a lot of personal debt in there, you need to speak to your existing lenders. If you have a mortgage, not many people notice, Anna, like when it comes to mortgage, a lot of banks will give you what's called a mortgage holiday or will help you if you go to them and say, I'm in difficulty. So they might give you a payment freeze, might put you on interest only. So it's communicating with your existing lenders if that's what's causing the money stress. But if it's lifestyle, a credit card ain't going to fix that. It's going to make it worse.
Of course. Okay, that's very solid advice. One quick question left, Paul. Can we please ask, Paul, how long does the bad credit or the missed payments, etc., stay on the register?
Forever, until you clear it. So
but okay.
once you
so
fix
it's not
going
to go away.
Yeah,
it's
once you
lapse.
Fix it. Yeah, once it fixed, it's 5 years. So if you didn't pay your credit back 15 years ago, your credit card, that's still on the record today. And only if you fix it today with that credit card company, in 5 years, it will be gone off your credit rating.
There's a lot of talk about online fraud, and it's probably another item.
Yeah.
But there's a few questions here, and I'll summarise them. I never had a credit card, but I believe it's better for shopping online.
It is
safer?
In fairness, it's much safer. Yeah, you got way more recourse with the banks if something goes wrong with the credit card compared to a debit card. And a lot of people use them. I think with the next piece we're doing with Lunchtime Live over the next few weeks, we might mention how good credit card spending works, because it's very hard to talk about it. We talk about the negatives. If there is some good credit cards out there that do, like, we're not as good as the States, we're like an Amex card and all this with like free flights, but some of the cards can be used correctly and safely, to be fair as well. So
yeah,
it's a good way to
be savvy with them.
You can be savvy with them, but you have to be really savvy and make sure you don't use them the wrong way.
We need you to tell us what to do, basically.
Exactly.
Give us the comparison site and your own site briefly.
Yes, ccpc.ie. If you want to search anything relating to mortgages, credit cards, personal loans, even the normal bank accounts, everything's up there. It's one of the best sites in the Irish marketplace. If you need any kind of financial planning information, it's over to askpaul.ie.
Brilliant. Paul Merriman, a pleasure as
Thank
always.
You.
Thank you
Thanks
very
so much.
Much. You can fix my finances next.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.